from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
There's a lot that's going to unfold, but the 49ers had an issue once with a kicker, Robbie Gould, who wanted a new deal, wanted to be traded, and they wound up signing him to a long-term deal. Same thing with Debo. He came out, I want to be traded. It was a huge deal. Are they going to trade Debo? Well, what happened? End of the summer, long-term deal. Now, they want to get a long-term deal done with Ayuk. And if you're the 49ers, why would you trade Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, either one, for draft pick compensation in 2025 when you're trying to win a Super Bowl now? It makes no sense. Not only that, you trade Debo after the year if you want, and you'd have the services this year. Ayuk, you could franchise tag him after this year if you wanted, and they still want to work out a long-term deal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I think there's an answer to that question that Adam Schefter of ESPN was talking to Pat McAfee about. It's because maybe unlike the fans, the 49ers organization as an organization doesn't believe when you say, oh, well, why would you do this if you're going for a Super Bowl this year? Well, the answer might be because we're going to try to go for a Super Bowl next year and the year after that and the year after that. And it's almost like when Joe Lacob said, we can't make a move this offseason that will jeopardize the next 10 years because we want to be a factor over the long haul, not just the short haul.
Yeah, but I mean, man, I agree with everything Adam said, Stoney. I feel it more and more by the second that this is what we're facing. And again, it could be Debo next year, next offseason, if they continue to play hardball with Ayuk, not pay him, and the Niners are basically doing their version of running it back, and they don't risk hitting the field Monday night hosting the Jets without the services of one Brandon Ayuk, who you said, what is it, $15 million he would get this season, so don't feel sorry for him. But I guess if I'm the Niners, that's what I would do too. And Brandon Ayuk, you go, okay, all right, it's just one more year. They got the franchise tag to use on you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Like, they really got you under their thumb.
Let's go to Amin. Amin is in San Francisco. What's up, Amin? How you doing, buddy?
Danny, Guru, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, what's up?
Doing pretty good myself. I just want to touch base on this Ayuk situation. Ayuk's played with us for 4 years. First 2 years, dude was in the doghouse. He didn't clear 1,000 yards, barely had 70-something catches. You've yet to hit over 80 catches to 100 catches in a season. You play 4 seasons. So you want 100% of the money you think you deserve for giving us 50% of the effort and what we expect of you. These last 2 seasons, you had All-Pro, you had over 1,000. But the season before this one, you barely cleared 1,000. And then these last two seasons, Debo has gotten injured and you have more productivity. So if Debo's on the field more and he's healthy, do you have that productivity and that leverage you think you have to say, well, I deserve this because I did this for two seasons out of my four? Doesn't work like that, man. And then you, Debo has that leverage to be able to get that contract done and put that pressure on the Niners. You don't. Using that, man, you're making yourself look kind of like naive, and you're letting your folks talk for you. And then it comes down to, do we really want to deal with that headache on a guy who's trying to sit here and basically extort us for more money in which he doesn't deserve?
Extort stream.
I was too extreme. Strong.
It's extreme.
Yeah. Oh, you said extreme. Yeah.
That's strong. He's just trying to get paid, baby.
Man. I mean, it is interesting. I mean, if you look at Ayuk's numbers, they're good. Not great. And the other thing that, again, to me, so much of this is circumstance. If Brandon Ayuk would have come up 3 years ago when Debo Samuel would have come up, he would have gotten paid.
Man, oh man. So timing.
They didn't have McCaffrey. Purdy hadn't even established himself yet. Debo Samuel was the unquestioned number one on this team, or at least he was by far their most dynamic offensive player. And then in the course of 3 years, they've acquired their best quarterback that they've ever had. They've acquired the best running back in football, according to some. And the writing's on the wall that you can't pay every player. And so the one thing I do kind of think is, why don't you try to see what happens? See what happens this year and then move forward with the plan moving forward.
I think outside of Brandon, what we deem a possible holdout Wednesday, Stoney, I expect that to be the case. And I think the Niners have fired their shot.
I'm interested to know what 49er fans think. And I mean it this way, because a lot of times fans, we don't think about the salary cap and things like that. But if you're just a 49er fan, I mean, is it as simple for you guys as to say, just pay Ayuk and we'll figure it out later? Because it feels like that's what a lot of fans are saying, and that may be the way the 49ers end up going. I'm just wondering what 49er fans are thinking about Brandon Ayuk and if their opinion has changed over the course of the last 4 or 5 months since the season ended. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Oreo Cookie in Oakland. What's up, Oreo Cookie? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, talk to us.
I did want to say that I do. Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello?
You're on, buddy.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say it's not every day that I agree with.
That's a choke artist.
I think I could feel in the blank. I think a G was coming, Stoney. Or was he going to say you, maybe?
I think he was going to say me. Because the text was that he thinks that 49ers need to play hardball with Ayuk.
And he's not getting a lot of love, Ayuk, from the fans just in the YouTube chat. A lot of them are straighten up and show up and report. And a lot of turned off, Stoney, I believe, how he's handled his business. The Pivot podcast and telling it, you know. I mean, it's his life.
Yeah. Let me throw this at you, Goo. A little bit of a curveball here.
Right, I'm ready. I'm in the batter's box.
I made a list of four Bay Area athletes who are eligible for contract extensions this summer. Brandon Ayuk, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, and Steph Curry. Who gets one, who doesn't?
Wow. Moses Moody gets one because it ain't going to cost me a lot, but I like where he's at, and I think his role is defined, and he'll be a contributor off the bench for years to come with the Warriors, so I'll knock that one off first. And then Brandon Ayuk would be the second. And now we're talking about Kuminga, which scares me, man. What is it? What is he eligible for? 5 years for 224, something around there?
That's what he's eligible for,
man,
yeah.
Man, Stoney, he would be the one that I would hold out and play hardball with and make him play this year so I can just feel better and more comfortable about giving him his ducats. And who was the other? I'm missing one. That's
Curry.
Three. Oh, good. Come on now. Let's do that.
Yeah, I kind of look at Ayuk and Jonathan Kuminga somewhat similar, even though Brandon Ayuk's a little more developed.
Second pro all team, if you're into that.
Well, I mean, you can't be dictated by that if you're the 49ers. But what I'm saying is, if I were Mike Dunleavy or I were John Lynch, I would want to not pay either of those guys right now.
Oh, man.
And have Kuminga come back at 7.6 and have IU come back at 14.0. Because to me, what that does is that sets up even more flexibility next year. Like, I look at it as if the 49ers, it sounds to me like if the 49ers pay Ayuk, then this is it. Then next year, they're going to have to make drastic changes.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think the San Francisco 49ers feel like if we can get Ayuk to play on his $14 million, it gives us a whole nother year of information on Ayuk, on Purdy, on what this offense is, on how important Ayuk is, how important Debo is. It'll give us a whole nother year of evidence, and we can figure out at that time what the best way to move forward offensively is.
After 17 games plus the playoffs, yep, where you get to see it gel, I'm not mad at that. And maybe that's how it'll happen, but there's no way you could tell me losing Debo or Ayuk doesn't change your identity offensively, Stoney.
Well, and that's the point. Maybe the 49ers look at it as though we will not be able to move forward long-term with both those guys. And so we're gonna try to deal with it right now. We're going to try to deal with it right now. Maybe that's what they're saying.
But having him play on this fifth year, Ayuk, that is, they're kind of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, but yeah, it gives them more time to decide whether they want to pay him or whether, maybe that this year is going to help establish Purdy's market, obviously. So maybe the 49ers want one more year as is, and then they know next year that the chickens are going to come home to roost.
That's how I would do it. Would you do it the same way? Why wouldn't you do it that way?
What way?
Putting all your chips in and keeping the status quo to try to get that elusive championship.
You mean don't?
The way they don't pay anybody. Do what they're doing. I thought it was kind of cold at the time, and I felt bad for Brandon. What good that'll do him. But the bottom line is, why would the Niners do anything different right now when, just what you said, you can get another season, another postseason, and see what it is? And basically, who are we going to keep?
To 49er fans, do you guys feel like this is different? This contract negotiation with Ayuk is different than the ones the 49ers had with Debo Samuel and Kittle and Bosa, yeah, last year. I mean, does it feel different? And as Guru likes to say, or does it seem like there's nothing to see here, that some point in the next month, the 49ers are going to come to terms with Ayuk, and he's going to be here, and all this talk will have been for naught. I'm interested to see what the 49er fans think of that particular part about whether they are worried about Ayuk or whether they still think something's going to get done. What would you put those percentages at if you're a 49er fan?
Man, something going to get done this year, Stoney, I think, is at 35%.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at. And I got to tell you a fear I have. That's too strong fear. But nobody in their right mind can tell Darrell L. Johnson I that Juwan Jennings, a teammate, same position as his counterpart, Brandon Ayuk, that tweet that he tweeted about, imagine you thinking you're doing something by yourself, was not a direct shot or correlation to the day Ayuk requested a trade, to me, has me thinking, Ayuk's letting you know, he's about Ayuk. And some will say that's how he's supposed to be. But I wonder if he doesn't get paid and he's in, out there, you know, on his fifth year, Stani, after games, is he salty? He can give you some looks to where you're like, is dude okay when he ain't getting the ball? But I wonder if this bleeds over into the locker room. Just a thought I had.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. A couple answers on the YouTube chat. Bee's Knees says it's different because Ayuk is acting different than Debo did. Real Deal Sports, Ayuk will likely stay once they sign this new deal. It's Debo that will more likely than not be traded. 49er Weiner, this contract negotiation is different because Ayuk has not been as much of a good soldier as the other players who received their deal.
What do you think he means by the public going on the podcast and saying, talking to another quarterback on another team in your conference, come get me? They don't want to pay me.
Man. Not wanting to block early in his career or whatever was going on between he and Kyle Shanahan at the start of his career. Does that have anything to do with the impasse now? I don't know.
Lori Matthews, I don't know. It's only different right now because the Niners are playing with less money.
Good point. Mike Florio was on with the Morning Roast today, Pro Football Talk, and he was asked whose game he thinks will age better, Debo or Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, I think all things equal, it's Ayuk, isn't it? I don't know how many more good years Debo has left because of his playing style. That's the problem. Look what happened with Jamal Adams. He's got this rough and tumble, reckless playing style that caused him to play in 21 games over a three-year period, and he ended up signing a one-year veteran minimum contract in Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. It's a direct result of how he plays the game. I've watched over the weekend all the episodes of the Receiver series on Netflix, and, I mean, Debo plays the game with a reckless abandon that gets him banged up. You know, in today's NFL, there's value in playing in a way that doesn't get you banged up. You have to know where that limit is, and that's the delicate balance between playing football and having no regard for your health or well-being. The other side of that is there's a reason to have regard for your health and well-being. It allows you to play next week. It allows you to finish games. It keeps you out of the blue 10. It keeps you out of the locker room. And, yeah, all things being equal right now, I'd probably say Ayuk over Samuel.
In terms of long-term viability.
Lord. No doubt, man. And I love Debo, and I appreciate everything he's done, Stoney, but I love when I go to Carfax, you look at Debo's Carfax report and the injuries on that receiver dock when you kind of don't see him with Debo and the soft tissue, I would get off him fast and in a hurry.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons football is a joke is because the harder you play, the more it gets held against you. The more reckless abandon you play with, the more it screws you, essentially, is what Mike Florio was saying.
But Debo got his ducky still,
Stoney. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. But apparently he's going to pay the price on his next contract for playing hard.
Well.
Antonio's in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
Hey.
Doing pretty good. I think it's kind of the same situation with the other players, man. That's what happens when you got too much talent. You know, I think they will get the deal done eventually, and they're going to, he's going to be, I don't want to say forced to play this year, but I think he's going to play this year, man, because I think he really wants to win. And, like, I don't think we're going to trade him to nobody right now, man. If we're going to do that, I think we'll do that, you know, before the draft. But honestly, the only thing I'm really worried about with the Niners is the offensive line, the right side in particular. So that's about it. Other than that, we stacked, man. Like, we are freaking stacked, the best roster. We got to keep on competing. I think we're going to be right there at the end this year. But we got to get number 6.
Appreciate it, man.
Look at him.
This is an interesting point, and it just hit me on the Xfinity Mobile text line, and it's this. 707, these negotiations are different because Ayuk has no leverage. And I think there's something to that, and I don't want to say no leverage, but if you look back at the guys who ended up signing, when they signed Debo Samuel, they had no choice. They had to re-sign Debo Samuel. They needed him as a weapon. Ditto for Kittle before that when he got his deal. Bosa, it's the best player at his position maybe in the NFL. Reality of the situation is that I can make a case that Kittle, Debo, and Bosa essentially had to get paid. They were that important to the team at the time that they signed their contract. And while he's a hell of a player, the reality of the situation is the 49ers don't have to extend Brandon Ayuk as much as they had to get Bosa in, as much as they had to get Deebo Samuel in, and as much as they had to keep George Kittle as their starting tight end. They have, it's a different team now. They have more weapons than when Kittle and Deebo signed. And the reality is, can we be honest? Ayuk's not in Bosa's league in terms of absolutely positively having to have him to ensure the success of your team.
I'm not mad at that at all, but the bottom line, when you talk about leagues, Donnie, I went to hell with Bosa. This dude thinks he's somewhere in Justin Jefferson's league. You know what I mean? And maybe that's his, we'll watch it play out, but there is no doubt in my mind. I'll be happy for him because I want him to stay here and get the money. But as far as a contract, I don't think we'll hear anything until next season about that with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. So you think they're gonna? You think, how do you think it's going to end up? Because it sounds to me like you think that Ayuk will end up coming in and playing on $14 million.
Yes, sir, and it'll be just like the Pivot podcast that I keep talking about. The last sentence on that podcast question to Brandon Ayuk was, come on, man, what uniform? Who are you going to be playing for start week one? And he started about 2 seconds down, like 2.5. And he said the San Francisco 49ers, I expect him to do his version of a holdout. Then he'll report. But, man, it makes all the sense in the world for the organization to do what they're doing and kick the can down the road, run it back, try to get the chip, and make some hard decisions between Deebo and him. And I don't even know if they deem that hard, but I just don't see how what he's done up until this point, and it hasn't worked, that he'll get the win when they got another year of his services and that franchise tag.
One of the things,
Jesus.
Yeah, one of the things I was thinking about with the Niners is let's put offense and defense together and kind of rank their players and their importance. And how many players do we list before we get to Ayuk?
Bosa's on there.
Okay, Bosa.
McCaffrey.
Purdy.
Trent Williams. And Stoney, that's what, and Fred Warner. Okay, and I'm stopping there and I'm putting Brandon number 11 there.
I'm putting Deebo there. Deebo Samuel, man, at six.
Wow.
At number six.
They going to losing streak when Deebo was out. I talk about the chess piece he is pre-snap and the stress that he puts. But, the other part of that is Brandon Ayuk eats, too, because of the attention that you got to give to Deebo.
Well, and like, this is one of those things to me, Goo, where you could very well be 100% right. Mm. But there's always another side, and that is maybe the 49ers think Ayuk is actually more of a product of what McCaffrey has done and how Deebo Samuel is feared, and that maybe they think that if he were on another team, he couldn't eat like Justin Jefferson or some of the big boys. I don't know. I'm just trying to put the pieces to this puzzle together and what's going on with Ayuk, if anything. This is from the 707. 209, Ayuk does have leverage because availability is the best ability. Deebo, Jennings, Kittle, and even CMC miss multiple games every season. Health is wealth. That's a way to look at it for sure. Let's go to Z. Z's in Oakland. What's up, Z? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys?
Doing well.
Yeah, so I just want to preface this first by saying I've been a Niner fan since I was 6 years old. I've watched 3 decades of football. Of course, the number one goal is to win a championship, but I think it's pretty short-sighted to say you can't enjoy watching regular season football with that end game in mind. Week in and week out, it's good to watch a good football team. It's fun. Sucking is not fun at all. The 2000s were just depressing. We were all in the mid-20 teens. We were the butt of everybody's joke. I mean, since then, now we have the most playoff wins in NFL history. We've beaten the Cowboys twice in the playoffs, the Packers like five times. We've beaten Seattle in the playoffs. Seattle hasn't beaten us in like 3 years. I mean, if you can't enjoy all that, I'm sorry. Like, it's just not – I want a championship more than anything.
Yeah.
But every single year watching a good football team, watching Christian McCaffrey run the football, like, how long do you get to do that for? It's like – that's poetry in cleats, you know? We have so many – if you want to choose a jersey, like, how many players do you have to choose from? Like, in 2015, you couldn't pay me to wear a jersey of who we had.
Right. Good stuff, Z. Appreciate the call.
And I'm Steiny. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure – I mean, how many guys are like and gals are like that? I mean, I can't hate on them. Again, I hope I didn't come across earlier in the show saying when my team's winning and I want them to win a chip, I'm not going to enjoy that said win that day. But you kind of know what point I was trying to make. Like, it's got to all, at the end of the day, be towards something. And getting your heart broken is better than not even being at the dance. What is it? To love and get hurt is better than no love at all?
Something like that.
Yeah, boy. But, yeah, you get my drift.
Yeah, I...
But don't...
No, I just... Yeah.
Help me out.
It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. There we go.
Correct. And that's the truth.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I just... I'm thinking of 49er fans, and that's why, to me, when I think of football in particular,
yeah,
and it's different than the other sports, I think things change in football more than any other sport, and it's like I get the hurt of losing last year's Super Bowl, but okay, that's over. You know, you didn't get it done. Okay, so now what's going on this year? Well, we hope to be there again. Okay, high expectations. Okay, you're 0-0. Nothing's given. You're still going to have to make the playoffs. So, like, the idea of wake me when the playoffs start, I mean...
That was strong. I ain't going to back off of it, but you know
what I get the feeling. Yeah. I get the sentiment. But to me, when I think like that, I think, well, how are you going to enjoy the regular season then if they have another real good regular season, double-digit wins?
And now you have me because you asked me the question a while ago. Steiny, I am curious as to how Kyle is going to, you know, again, he's going to be the same Kyle, but I do think how close he's gotten, and I do appreciate him and the other players. Kittle saying it's time to win a Super Bowl. Like, they're not running from that. But I do wonder, week to week, how much of that is a thing in his mind when there is a close game or you got to be aggressive or not. Like I know, I appreciate Kyle knowing it's a thing. Not that it's affecting him, but I do wonder if we see a different side to him because of what we deem a cloud, maybe. And Steiny, Kyle could pull up right now on that mic and say, "Goo, I'm totally with you. I am trying to win a ring like my dad."
Of course,
these things do hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I'm not going to tell you I'm a caught a wrong plays because of last year or the year before.
Well, and I don't think Kyle Shanahan at any point in this regular season will have to make a decision where he says, "I got to remember I got pressure to win a Super Bowl." It's like, I think he's just going to coach how he coaches. And I think over the last 7 years, we've kind of seen Shanahan go through some phases of being more aggressive than other years, more aggressive than he has been in other games. And I don't believe we're going to be able to detect anything tangible about the way Shanahan coaches. 888-957-9570 is the number. Reminder, the Morning Roast and myself and Guru, we will be live from the Hilton in Santa Clara for training camp. That starts Wednesday, and the Morning Roast will be there Thursday also. Don't forget, training camp starts Wednesday, and we'll be there on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Man.
Good start to the second half for the Giants. They go into Colorado and take one.
I was like, what are you sipping on?
You know how you can, that's you know how cold. You know when a team is bad?
The record?
When their fans say, after a loss, well, we didn't lose any ground.
Yeah, they ain't gaining either.
Trading deadline on July 30th, 8 days away. They're 48-52. Oh, but they're
lost
right there.
2-3 to the Rockies.
Yeah.
Couldn't score more than three runs three consecutive days.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand where the offense is. Why is it not materialized? We talk about the staff, the pitching, and Birdsong was in his bag, you know, with the strikeouts yesterday. But good God, man, this offense is just putrid.
So what do you do, Goo?
Well, I'm about to pay you your bet on the Soler. He ain't hitting 30.
He hit homer yesterday.
Yeah. Would that put him at 8?
11.
Yeah, but I need 30.
He needs 19 in 100 games.
Boy. So, I don't know. They got to get hot. We're almost, they'll go to the warm city weathers, the warm cities, and that offense will come around. But that just was not what I thought. And every time I see Webb penciled in to start like Saturday, Steiny, I'm at Chaplin's, Santana Row, watching the game. And I'm like, Webb, and it's not his fault. Webb, they're going to win this game. And the offense gave him nothing.
Yeah, they're not even 500 when Webb starts.
Yeah, dude, and they're under four. They're four under now. The Pirates, who are they by? They're just a bunch of teams that they're chasing. Arizona, San Diego, the Pirates, the Mets, the Cardinals.
But yet.
Go ahead, tell me. I'll put it in the cap. This is why I love myself. The math is still there. Mm-hmm. Applies for the 2024 Giants.
Yeah. They're in 10th place right now.
I got you, but mm-hmm. three back of the last spot.
And we did this with the Warriors.
Yep, we did.
And how'd that work out?
It has no bearing on how this is going to work out.
You're right, because this team's not as good as the Warriors.
All I got for the Giants, partner, is the math is still there. But good Lord.
Oh, yeah. No,
Snell tonight in LA.
By the way, how about
two good starts in a row?
I don't know if you can feel it, Goo, but I certainly can. I came into the city this morning, and it was electric. The city was electric. Giants fans talking about that third wild card. Let me tell you something. It has invigorated this fan base with passion and optimism like I've never seen before. I mean, this third wild card has everybody buzzing. And I'll tell you what, I know there are four games under 500, but boy, Giants fans can't be feeling much better. They're still in this thing, and there's three spots up for grabs. I mean, it's been electric. Orange and black all day long.
I'm going to give you a standing O for that, but I'll tell you what.
Because never.
They're just boring. No. That's a fact.
But
even if they get to
only
the third
three
wild
out.
Card.
Yeah. They're only three
and
out.
And imagine if you didn't have the third wild card and they were nine out. The season, basically, from a baseball fan perspective, it would be like, man, I really got to watch them. I love the game. But now, at least they're still three out. And if they get their act together.
If they were eight out, there would be no less enthusiasm for this team than there is right now at three games out.
Well, I would say to you, partner, that's a baseball problem more than
sure.
It
is.
But at least, Donnie, like, we're going to watch tonight. The game has meaning.
Well, you might.
No,
and you can.
It's the Dodgers and Snell. Come on now. Ohtani.
Oh.
Boy, I wish the Giants had an Ohtani.
There we go again.
What? I can give credit where...
Stop living in the past. They didn't get him. You don't get guys like Ohtani.
Well, maybe this offseason they'll get somebody.
Who? You don't believe that.
Shout out Tim Boyle.
That's the Giants' problem, is you don't believe that. And rightfully so. You're very pragmatic.
What's their biggest problem to you, really, though? When you hear, honestly, Stani, and even when you catch it in it, what do you think their biggest issue is?
Mediocrity top to bottom.
But they tried to go spin.
Oh, yeah, they tried.
I got to give Farhan that. It's obviously not working. But, man, I guess what do you do now?
Obviously, there's nothing to do.
And Melvin getting tossed yesterday at the – I don't know why I thought that was whack. I'm like, I can't tell you ain't mad. I know you're mad at how your team's performing. But I'm not one of those dudes, Donnie, that I tell my kid, if you're upset, let it out. Don't let it fester. But he gets ran.
He's upset.
But Melvin was about what happened Saturday night. But you're telling me to move on. He's got to move on. But he got tossed, and then after the game, I'm on Twitter or whatever. Oh, Melvin really fired him up. They won. I'm like, it's the Rockies. You're trying to avoid getting
swept. They lost their first two games.
I understand.
So do you make a distinction between Melvin flipping a spread, which you always want managers to do, and getting ejected before the game ever starts?
I'll take the spread.
Of course you will.
Yeah.
Of course you will.
Because that lets the players know he's mad at us, not the ump.
Well.
Steve, all right?
What was that?
My strike call.
Yeah, Giants lose 2 out of 3 in Colorado. I mean, seriously, there's nothing.
Man.
There's nothing to do if you're a Giants fan.
That's demoralizing.
They're demoralizing.
I'm so upset.
Why? Why?
Because they're better than this.
No, they're not.
I think they
are. Why would you think that?
Because they got good. They got some serviceable ball players,
okay,
man.
Then don't make any moves, and we'll make a run in the second half.
Well, I'm not saying that. In the second half has already started, even before the break. Time's running out. And I will say this. Who was in the World Series last year? The Arizona Diamondbacks, and they came from the third wild card. So it can be done, but every day, all what we keep talking about, the pitchers that are coming back, but what about the bats? Who's coming with the bats?
They don't have any hitting.
I'm like watching Soto on the TV. It's the Yankees
there we go.
Playing.
Here we go.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have Soto.
Been
staring at you for 4 hours. I'm just saying, yeah. I'm watching him smash the ball out the park. The Giants have nothing remotely close like that.
And that's just hitting you?
Oh, no, it's been.
That's just hitting you. Like, sometimes when people go, what's wrong with it? It's nothing.
See,
they're not good enough.
If you mean that, you're saying it all. And I believe you're telling the truth.
Well, why do you think they're better than this?
Because Soler.
Oh.
What about him? It's a collective partner. They got some serviceable ball players.
Serviceable. You're answering your own questions. The Giants have serviceable ball players.
They got a top payroll, Stoney. They're okay. So you feel Farhan just went spending to spend? Or he thought he was going to get a bang for his buck with a guy like a Soler? I don't know what you make of Chapman season. The glut, you know, it's just everybody's so-so. Except Ramos, who's kind of cooled down.
And
I'm not blaming him at all.
Who looked at this team before the year and said, we're not so-so? You were so-so at the start of the year. You just...
Steiny, I don't think anybody had 4 games under .500 with 91 to play like that. Like, this was par for the course. That's it's disappointing.
Everybody had them this way.
Now, Vegas had them. I forget, they're almost 500 or 500. This is just, they're stale, and I don't know what to make of Doval. Now we got to throw a party when he closes a game, but it's just, I don't know what's going on. Something's off, and it's making me look at Melvin different, and I don't think that's fair. But Steiny, you got to get your troops ready, man. 2 or 3 to the damn Rockies to start the second half, going into 4 against the Dodgers.
And you just think they're good enough to go into Colorado and win 2 out of 3?
No, I think there's a why?
Right. Why would you think that?
Because they got Snell, who's back.
Well, he didn't pitch against Colorado.
You got Harrison. You got
Logan Webb lost in Colorado.
And those are the games, and it's bigger than Logan. But Steiny, this team's can't hit its way out of a paper bag right now.
So why do you think they're going to the postseason?
Because I feel like they're underperforming.
Are you pandering to Giants fans?
What is that? Does that pay my bills?
Kind of.
How?
It keeps every Giants fan on your good side.
But where's the money come from? I'm about money.
The fans pay our salary.
Oh.
The listeners pay our salary just like they do in Major League Baseball.
Hey, real quick, Stoney, you know, I ain't done much of it today. You didn't ask me how my weekend went.
I went to the rooftop.
I heard you
yesterday.
I went to the Lions Den, a cigar lounge in San Francisco Saturday night. We had a driver. My friends are doing the day trading the stocks. They're making some money.
Go ahead and do it.
No, I'm like, I might have to quit betting and learn how to do the stocks, investing in I was at the table like, this is mind blowing. Kind of changed me a little bit, Carter. No, seriously, I may leave the sports alone. We'll talk about it. I will, but I'm just, my boys are doing some things and they're doing it through stocks and investments. And I was just sitting there like, wow. Didn't have to spend a dime.
Good luck with that.
Carter, I appreciate the love. I think some days my partner loves me, and then I was like, that just, he just, I can't make you love me.
All Giants fans are like you right now. They just, there's nothing to do, honestly, except watch the team, cross your fingers, and hope they can start winning more than they're losing. That's all they can really do. And by the way,
but if you know you're underperforming, then
they're not. I don't believe they're underperforming.
You really don't.
Who the hell looks at this team and says, boy, we should be a top five team in the National League? Please. Come on, Goo. Look at that lineup.
I've given it more credit than it deserves, but I don't think we've seen the best of it. And all it takes is, and you're going to laugh, 7 out of 9, 8 of 10, to be right back in this thing. And then
they, what do you mean? They are in it, I thought.
Yeah,
they're only 3 back.
But you know, I don't feel good about it.
I know
anybody they play now, like the lowly Rockies, I'm like, even if Webb's pitching, so they can lose it. They'll find a way to lose this game. But the offense, more so than the pitching, Stani, to me, and the bullpen ain't been nothing to write home about, but this offense just cannot score runs. And I don't understand. Soler's at the leadoff. He ain't your prototypical leadoff hitter, but all season it's been like we're trying to jumpstart him. And then guys that I think have professional at bats, even the Yazes, the Chapmans of the world, but it's everybody. It feels like guys in the Giants lineup will get hot individually, but it
sign
never
of a
sparks.
Bad team.
Wow.
It's a sign it of a bad
never,
team.
It never spreads, you know? Guys will have individual, they'll get hot, but it doesn't, yeah.
See, here's where
sign of a bad team.
Here's where, like, I'll just, you know, I'm literal. You said, Steiny, nobody had the Giants being 4 under. What are you talking about? Of course, many people had them 4 under after 100 games. Nobody thought they were going to be 60-40.
So you don't think up just today, going into L.A., snail pitching, this has been a disappointing season. Oh, I think it has been by far. Mark Willard, the Shaskies, Bontes, the Judd Lubman, they're not happy. And they should, I don't know who is, but okay. You feel like you expected this. I don't think this low you expected.
What's the difference between 3 games over and 4 games below?
Oh,
they're mediocre. They're not even mediocre. And I don't want to bury them because I don't think they're out of it because the third wild card's there. But the other thing people don't realize is when you're 11, when you're 10th or 11th, you can win 3 out of 4 and leapfrog one team. That's it. And the way I look at it is if you're in 10th or 11th and you're 3 games back, it's really more like 5 or 6 back because you're never going to win. And all 5 teams above you lose consistently. Yeah. Somebody's playing somebody else, and that team's going to, like, you're not going anywhere if you're a 500 team. You have to put together a winning streak at some point.
Well, I do have to say this, because I'm a sports romantic. You don't need, the pirate in me, Stani. You don't need those teams to lose at the same time every day. You need the team that occupies that last spot to lose, and that's how you gain
and what about and what about
handling your business.
And what about the 7th place team and the 8th place team and the 9th place team? Richie's in Queens. What's up, Richie?
It's our guy. I love Richie.
What's going on, Richie? How you doing, my man?
I tell you what, I just called you guys randomly, and I said to your producer, I said, I can't believe that they're talking Giant baseball.
Yeah.
And so I had to jump in.
Okay.
you guys are right on. Oh, God. Am I shocked that they're 4 under? You know, they blew some games. Duvall has been chilling us. I don't know what he is. I know he pitched well last night. But the big guys, you know, Snell not being there cost us 3 or 4 wins.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that was a big thing. And Webb is like taking a step back, and so is Hicks. But you guys called it, the offense is atrocious at times.
Oh,
I don't know what we got with Fitzgerald. Maybe we got a slight, it looks like a Trey Turner kind of build, and he's got some power.
That's a nice call.
He tore it up. He tore it up offensively with some home runs, but... You know, I'm glad they got rid of the shortstop that was there before. But Chapman has been atrocious, other than last night. Salah has been a tremendous disappointment. And Estrada, guys, has fallen off the map.
Yep.
I think they're going to trade him. I really do.
That's a good
idea. And you know what? You mentioned, I always said win your games. You go, which they're capable of, especially if their staff gets solid. Robbie Ray comes back now. Webb gets back on track. The kid looks like a stud. You know, I don't want to say I'm not going to compare him to the bums and the Lincecum, but he's 97 with a great curve. He's got movement. He looks really good. So I think he's going to get there. I think they're going to take Hicks out of the rotation. I mentioned last time about DFA, and I know he's got a big contract. Luke Jackson, I don't want to see him in there. But, you know, the kid Rodriguez has got talent. Miller has got talent. Obviously, the Rodgers boys, Walker. So I'm not that concerned too much about their bullpen. It's their offense.
It's bad.
They've got to be. Chapman is killing them, too. I'm very disappointed with him.
Yeah.
You know, he had a slow bat last year, and he hasn't proven anything, and I think Wade's hurt.
I hadn't told this to Stiney Richie, but I'll leave you with this one, too. We keep saying when Cobb and Ray come back, but you keep playing like this, losing two or three to Colorado, it might be too late when they get back. That's all.
Thanks, Richie. Well, appreciate the call.
Doesn't mean to cut you off, Rich.
See, I think that here's how you know when you have a team that isn't a contender or isn't a very good team. When a different thing is getting you beat every night. Mm. And, you know, when the Warriors were lousy back in the day, one night offensive rebounds would kill them. The next night they couldn't make threes. The next night they fouled too much. The next night they, their defense was terrible. The next night they turned the ball over too much. And that's what I see with the Giants. I don't see anything that they, again, can hang their hat on. What kind of a team are they? What is their strength? What are they built on? It's 100 games into the year and nothing has emerged other than individual players who are taking the step that, you know, Elia Ramos is.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be
the rotation and defense, Donnie, and I'm living in the past. There's no Bochy here, but I felt like you quivered a little bit, radio quivered when I said one guy gets going, but it's never infectious. How many games where we just watch them, even in a blowout, where they're just knocking the cover off the ball, and if they do have that said game, it never translates to the next day. So I really believe, starting pitching-wise, you could say, hey, we've been hurt. But my goodness, the offense, and he mentioned Chapman, it's just, I don't get it. Runners in scoring position, they never take advantage of that to the utmost. But the math is still there, and that's all I got for you on the Giants. That they still got time.
Unlimited possibilities.
Colorado hasn't been eliminated either.
Well, good luck with that.
Hey, don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. The 510's got a question for you, Goo. Chapman was an average hitter going back to the Oakland A's days. Yeah. Why does Guru keep bringing him up like he's Shohei or Tani Aaron Judge?
Because you kind of need him to be your version of that. You are so right, Chet. Hey, I'll take that all day. But damn it, the 15 home runs he hit in Toronto, and they said that was a finger issue. The power was kind of concerning when he came in. But I was like, oh, the Giants got him. He flashed a leather. What's been the highlight for Chapman this year? The series against the Pirates and Mets on the road, where his glove won him the games at the end.
Sounds like Wiggins.
But wow.
Oh, remember Wiggins? He had three good games in February.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do it.
And this is the last thing about the Giant hitters. I just feel like I'm watching the same at bat over and over. The same pitch, the same thing getting them out. It's just like, man. And Estrada looks like he has been eating some tostadas. Like, I don't even like his body type anymore, Stoney. So I don't know what's going on there. They're not fast.
But yet,
the math is still there.
Right.
I owe you. There's no way he can hit 30 homers. So
there wasn't any way he was going to hit 30 before this.
There's no, like,
Here, I might give you the money during the break.
Wow.
I got to have it first. Because
that'll raise my record in bets with you to like 11-1.
No, you've been on a little slow. About 3 in a row you lost.
No chance.
Steiny, the Warriors road record?
That's the only one I've lost in 3 years.
Kings?
You lost that bet. You said the Kings would have a better record this past year than the year before. Nah, you lost that bet.
Yeah. But there was one other, I think, during the break. Yeah,
right. Back in 2009.
Please.
Back in 2009. I may bet you on the postseason. I feel like betting you on that.
Well, that was for the cap. Like your Shanahan won't win it here.
Yeah, those don't count.
Yeah.
I won't hold yours against you. About Shanahan. Farhan Zaidi, by the way. Just a reminder, Goo, he signed a 2-year contract extension in October. Farhan Zaidi.
There's no furnace.
Zaidi.
What? I didn't even say his name today.
No,
I just said Farhan.
I was doing it like I said, John Sally.
Yeah. Now that's the classic.
Steiny, you don't know Chapman. Chapman loves baseball. Wiggins does not love basketball. Ooh, that's a strong statement.
And you can't just put it on one giant. It's just a collective. Estimated eyes on the YouTube chat said Melvin couldn't rally squirrels around an acorn tree. What's up with bone meal, Steiny? I just need more fire. Make me. And you got Rand yesterday, but that was a different run. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if he fits what they're throwing out there.
What are you, Billy Martin reincarnated?
He had the 27 Yankees in San Diego, and it didn't work last year. He got ran. And I know him and the GM didn't see eye to eye, but you couldn't get that team fixed.
Sometimes it is frustrating when you say, Bo Mel, he's too mild-mannered. Well, then why'd you hire him? He is who he is. You know who Bob Melvin was. He managed the A's. He managed the Padres. He's not a spread flipper.
And I guess I'm asking if he did that, would it matter?
It doesn't work.
How much
would it work? Yeah, how'd they do that year? They won 62 games.
Reporter was
when
bleeding.
He hit the reporter with a phone.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Open lines next segment, and it's our potpourri segment, believe it or not. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.